Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Jed Fish, he's the new coach at Arizona, wasn't a popular hire. And frankly, he wasn't a popular interview on Media Day. And I'm gathering, I would venture to say that you probably never heard him interviewed. I had never met him. I had never interviewed him. In fact, when he walked up, I didn't know it was Jed Fish. Very different approach, very different feel. He's got some swagger to him. Here's my interview that I almost bailed on. It was the last interview of the day, and I went, do I want to stick around for this? A lot of people packed up. A lot of other radio stations packed up and did not interview him because he was the last person. I stuck around. Here's my talk with Arizona's new coach, Jed Fish. Pac-12 Media Day, Jed Fish, Arizona football coach. You know, people have read about you, but they haven't had a chance to get to know you. I always think about things like game shows. What's your favorite game show?
Oh, man.
We learn something about somebody when they tell you, you know, they say Joker's
Family
wife.
Feud.
Family Feud.
What do we learn?
What is it about Family Feud that you like?
I like the questions, I like the answers, and the teamwork involved when you get to steal.
A little pressure, too, because you're on the spot.
Representing the whole group.
Top five answers on the board, you know, and you're working together as a team behind the scenes. Yeah. I like that, too. I think that would be better than this format, because you're just going around and you're getting, you know, name, image, likeness.
Right.
What does that mean? Tell us about it. You know, how did you feel about the schedule? You know, which game have you circled? You know,
we could do that in a Family Feud setting. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
The South team coaches versus the North team coaches.
Ooh, I like that. Get Kliavkov on that right now.
See what that looks like.
See? This is why we bring Jed Fish on this radio program. You joined the Pac-12. Outside in, what was your perception of the conference in the last couple years?
Well, you know, I was in it in 2017 and then have not been in college football at all the last 3 years. You know, I've always known that it's a conference where there's a lot of championships, man, a lot of Heisman Trophy winners, a lot of good football players. You know, we got to keep California players in the West Coast. And I know that, and I know that's what I think about when I think of the Pac-12. And I really feel like we got a chance to do some special things here.
There was some talk about promoting a champion, like instead of parity, that, you know, the ADs were talked to by the commissioner about sort of the idea that, hey, you might get a bad bye week or you might get a bad kickoff time, but what's good for the rest, the whole conference, is to have a viable candidate for the playoffs. How does that sit for you? In, you know, do you want a level playing field, arbitrary, or do you think there's merit in the conference pushing the powers and promoting a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think the goal is to be one of the powers. So, I mean, I understand what the conversation was. I don't necessarily agree with that we're going to end up being in a situation where we don't have parity or we just have certain games that don't matter or certain guys that are thrown at the 9 o'clock a.m. slot or something to that effect, or, you know, if that's not in their best interest. I think that what has to happen is we have to be better. We'll just be better. I mean, our president said it, you know. Let's go win games, field championship teams in football, and then you don't have to worry about doing all that other stuff.
Yeah. Tucson's great city, man. I mean, I think views from Press Box might be one of the top three in the conference. Just the setting.
It's beautiful.
How do you feel recruiting to Tucson?
Views from my backyard are the nicest thing I've ever seen in my life. it is it's incredible. I think recruiting to Tucson is like the gift of that keeps on giving. Every opportunity we have to bring players on campus, we have an opportunity to showcase what an incredible place it is. You know, we are an AAU university. We have unbelievable academics. We have baseball and softball, both in the World Series. We have a blue blood basketball program. I believe 100% of what we're doing in football. And then you got everything else around the campus. It's sunny. It's beautiful. It's It's beautiful, and we are just loving every part of being in Tucson.
What'd you learn in the last couple years away from the Pac-12 that you can maybe apply? Because you see people take sabbaticals. I envy that, man. I need a sabbatical. Somebody give me a couple years or 6 months somewhere. I'll come back with some new ideas. Do you come back that way?
I don't think anyone would call working for the Rams and the Patriots a true sabbatical.
Yeah.
And that I can promise you. Unless the definition of a sabbatical is relentless work.
Yeah.
And but, you know, I learned a ton. I mean, I worked for Sean McVay and Bill Belichick. They're two incredible coaches. I coached in the Super Bowl. I had a chance to coach Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Things that you just dream of. Work with Josh McDaniels, who's won 6 Super Bowl rings. So, you know, you have the unbelievable opportunity to do that. And, you know, I'd be crazy not to have brought some stuff back with me.
Some coaches sleep in the office. Like Dick Vermeil talked about, you know, living it, you know, sleeping all. Do you believe in that, or do you think you need a break?
No, I don't think I'd sleep in the office. That would be fun. I mean, I work hard. You know, it is what it is. In this profession, you need to. Everybody else does. The whole work smarter, not harder thing. I don't know if I can do that. I think I try to work as hard as I can, as much as I can, to try to turn our program to where we want it to be. And sleep is sleep. You know, we got to figure out a way to win.
Yeah. The idea that you've got to work smarter, work harder. I was thinking about your Patriots Rams experiences and then how coaching's changed over the years. You're dealing with stuff now. You're getting asked about it today that did not exist. Like, it's just one more thing on your plate as a head coach. How do you simplify the game and get to that, hey, we just need to compete and win while it's shifting landscape?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the biggest challenges that you face is, you know, all of it doesn't matter if you're not good. And I tell our team that all the time. Like, I mean, how many people do you think are going to be banging down the doors of a bad football team, you know? NIL matters if you're good. Yeah. NIL, transfer portal matters. You're either coming because you're good or you're leaving because you're not good. And then, you know, then there's the other opportunities that I would hope we would never have a great player leave our team. And I would hope that as many great players as we have, that there's opportunity beyond opportunity for them and their ability to build their own brand. But all that doesn't happen until we put a good product out there. And that's what our main focus is.
Jed Fish with us, Arizona football coach. Everybody talks about building culture, but you it's not really saying it isn't doing it. How do you build culture?
Well, I mean, you have to not just talk about it every day. You have to live it every day. You have to make it part of your priorities. You have to, when you're talking about culture, and our players will do a better job of it than I will, but they'll tell you that every moment of the day, every opportunity we have, we talk about what we're trying to get done, and then we do it. It's not just saying we're going to, you know, become a professional. It's where you're going to hear from 20 different professionals on what it's like to be a pro. You know, we're not going to tell you to go get a vaccine. We're going to have the Surgeon General of the United States come talk to you, our team. So we believe our culture is a show it. You know, we're a part of the, you know, we're the show me mentality. And that's what 2021 is. And we believe in it, and we're going to do everything we can to support it.
Surgeon General was in the room?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It's awesome.
Yeah,
I call him the most interesting man. I'm Richard Carmona, 17th Surgeon General of the United States. Most interesting man in the world. Green Beret.
Yeah.
Captain of the SWAT team. Finished number one in his class at UC San Francisco. Trauma surgeon. Ran COVID. Arizona. And started as a homeless guy.
Wow.
Most interesting man in the world.
Yeah, right, that's a good talk.
It was an awesome talk.
Oh, man.
So he talked to our team last Wednesday. Things like that we find extremely exciting. And tomorrow's Wednesday, right? Howie Roseman, the GM of the Eagles, will be talking to our team. And we just try to find different ways for our players to understand what it's like to be purposeful, resilient, and original.
What do you want your identity to be on offense?
Tough. I think that it all starts with smart, tough, and physical. If we're not that, it doesn't matter. Mentally and physically tough. Be able to, you know, do what's best for our team, even if it's not best for ourselves. Obviously, I like to throw the football around. I've coached quarterbacks my whole life.
So it's fun to watch.
We'll do that.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. How do you recruit high school kids? If you, like, we've lost a year. There were some kids in Oregon, they didn't play for a while. or they played just a few games. How do you recruit when you haven't seen guys? And how many kids are going to fall through the cracks, do you think?
Well, it's going to be, you know, a challenge was last year for sure when a lot of kids didn't have high school football. There's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot of guys that, you know, are late bloomers, but they're really not late bloomers. They just didn't play.
Yeah.
There's going to be guys that you never heard of because they didn't go to camps for 2 years. And it's your job to just find the right team and find 25 guys that you can fit your roster with and be smart and be selective.
Where do those kids end up, do you think? Do you think they go to community college? Do you think, you know, because I keep wondering, and I'm hearing from parents going, oh, my kid didn't get to play, gained 40 pounds. You know, how do those kids get seen?
You know, I think it'll be a fascinating study over the next 5 years on what happened to the 2020 high school kids.
Yeah.
You know, the kids that were in high school in 2020, 2021, and 2022, what happened to that group? How many of them made it? How many of them got on? You know, you're still giving out the same amount of scholarships, so what are you doing with them? But there's going to be some guys that are missed, and, you know, that's life.
You walk in the room, you've got returning players, you need guys, you need bodies, you need, you know, they may not be guys you recruited, but you need to evaluate. How do you sort of decide who's with you and who's not in that moment?
I mean, you got the old school way, right, of, you know, just working. See who works, see who's committed, see who does it right. I heard one of our players, we brought Stanley Berryhill and Anthony Pandy here today, and we were on the live set at the Pac-12 network downstairs, and he said our grades are better, we don't miss classes, we do more community service than we've ever done, and we try to do things right. That's how I know that they're in, right? And how many of those guys are, I think we're on our 17th day of no misses, you know, when we have stuff like that from the academic side, and that's exciting to me, and that's what we look for.
All right, we're in Hollywood. You do this miraculous turnaround. You win the conference championship this year. We make a movie about it. Who's playing you in the movie?
It's a great question. Brad Pitt, right?
Brad Pitt it is. Who said, somebody said Bruce Willis. Clay Helton said Bruce Willis for
there you
himself.
Go. It's a good one.
Yeah, but, you know, do you watch movies? Are you a movie guy?
No.
No.
I don't want, no.
Because you're a coach.
I don't know if it's – I was actually saying to my wife, Dom, I worked for Dom Capers in 2001, 2, and 3, and every Friday night he had a routine that he and his wife, Karen, went to the movies. And I said, that's just amazing to me. I don't think I've been to a movie.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been to a movie in 10 years maybe. But I don't know. I don't know why. Just – I don't know. It's just not my thing, but – hey, I'm in Hollywood. I love movies. Right?
You know what? I like a movie because, all right, so I host a radio show. I write a column. I do some TV. I'm always producing content. Somebody else needs to do it for a while. So I go to the movie, and I sit there, and I let somebody else entertain me. As a coach, you got to feel the same way.
Yeah.
You're entertaining 50, 60,000 people on a Saturday. Somebody else has got to entertain you.
Yeah, so I just turn on a game, and someone else is coaching.
There you go. That's it. Can you enjoy a game, or are you watching going, what are they in? What coverage are they in? You know.
I absolutely love it. Yeah. I can enjoy 50 games in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I enjoy it. I enjoy watching it. That is enjoyable for me to see what they're doing. But,
yeah.
No, I love it.
When did that start for you? When did you fall in love with football?
Oh, I think when I was probably 8 or 9. My mom was dating a head high school football coach, and she was a school psychologist at the school, and kind of was part of my life.
That was your mom years. Was the school psychologist.
Yeah.
That person's always interesting. You know, I always kind of wondered what that person was doing on campus, but now that I'm an adult, I look back and I go, that might be the most important person on the campus.
Nowadays, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I had that electric football game. Did you have a...
Yeah.
You remember that piece of metal and it would vibrate a little. You had to set up the players, and
I do know that game.
I don't think these guys would be that into it.
I don't think it'd be that much fun for them.
No, I pulled it out. I tried to show my kids, and they're like, "Meh." It just vibrates, and the players kind of move around. But that's all we had.
That's right.
That's it. All right. So you're new here. You and George Kliavkov coming in together. It's going to be kind of exciting. It does feel like we're going to have a normal football season. I'm excited for that. I wish you the best. One question before you go. The joy that you get out of football, is it post-game celebration? Is it a good practice? Is it, you know, working with an individual player and seeing them do something that maybe...
A touchdown pass. That brings me the most joy.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about a touchdown?
Seeing a guy open and completing a ball and knowing that everything was executed to perfection brings me the most joy.
Love that. Thank you, Jed Fish.
Thank you.
Good to meet you. There's Jed Fish, coach, Arizona. Interesting conversation with him. A little different conversation than I expected.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.